The death toll and the damage from Australia's wildfires continue to grow. One more person has died battling the blazes in the state of New South Wales. The government has taken the unprecedented step of calling up thousands of Army reservists to help fight the fires, and it sent naval ships to evacuate stranded residents along the coast. More than 200 fires continue to burn, and thousands of people remain cut off behind fire lines. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from the city of Penrith on how the warming climate is fueling these fires.
Like so many parts of Australia right now, Penrith is dried out. Everywhere you look, the grass is the color of faded khaki trousers. Lawns are brittle when you walk on them. A tiny spark or a cigarette butt or a stray lightning strike can cause the turf to burst into flames. Mark Fennec, his son Henry, and their dog Lurch are at a 7-Eleven in Penrith getting Slurpees to beat the heat.
Yesterday was 49 degrees. It was absolutely disgusting. You know, it was unbearable, really.
49 degrees Celsius or 120 degrees Fahrenheit, making Penrith the hottest spot in Australia on Saturday.
Never seen it before in my life. I lived here all my life. So never seen anything like this before in my life.
Fennec says it was so hot, everyone, including Lurch, spent the day inside. He says the weather is definitely changing.
When I was younger, it used to be really hot in the middle of the day, say from 11 to 2 o'clock. Now we're finding that it's getting hotter from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. So it's just completely different. Before it used to be a bit more humid, a bit of rain, but it's just so dry at the moment.
2019 was the driest and hottest year on record in Australia. At the local Royal Fire Service Brigade station in Penrith, Paul McGrath says the fire danger rating yesterday was just shy of catastrophic. For 3 hours late in the afternoon, the relative humidity dropped into the single digits.
Which means there's just no air moisture whatsoever. What that does is it totally changes our fire behaviour.
The flames move quickly up into the tops of trees and then jump from one tree to another.
And the fires escalate very, very quickly with that large heat intensity. You get that high smoke cloud, and sometimes the smoke clouds, like it did yesterday over Wallandilly, became pyrocumulus, which means it generates its own weather, and they were getting lightning strikes coming out of the smoke cloud.
The fires around Penrith are in the nearby Blue Mountains National Park. The drifting smoke makes it hard to see more than 3 or 4 blocks in front of you. In other places, it's far worse. There are people who've been trapped for days without power or cell service. There's so much smoke, in some places the skies are an eerie hue of red. In the town of Eden, residents have been sleeping on a wharf so they can jump into the water if the advancing flames sweep into town. The New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, says this crisis has pushed Australia into uncharted territory.
The weather activity we're seeing, the extent and spread of the fires, the speed at which they're going, the way in which they're attacking communities who've never, ever seen fire before, is unprecedented. We have to accept that.
Fire officials say what they really need to get the fires under control is some sustained rainfall, but currently that's not anywhere in the forecast. Jason Beaubien, NPR News. Penrith, Australia.